Hi, I'm Wendy Powell, your livestock production agent from the Wildcat Extension District. Pasture management can be a lot of work. Whether you want to improve your pastures or simply maintain them so that they stay lush and green for years to come, there are many steps to take. For example, your first step should always be soil testing. Some steps can be done at any time, others should be done on a schedule. Winter is a great time to think about your pasture management and come up with a plan for what to accomplish this year. Especially when renovating pastures, it's often a multi-year process. Pull up a map of your farm and consider your pasture layout. Winter is also a good time to review your manure management plan for changes, or write one if you don't have it yet. Every farm with livestock needs a manure plan.
There are numerous reasons that renovating pastures could benefit a livestock operation. Are there certain times a year that your livestock don't have nutritious or growing forage? Is there a certain plant that could be complicating your operation? In southeast Kansas, fescue is abundant, and it also carries an endophyte problem. This endophyte problem can be managed in several ways. Adding legumes into pastures is one way to not lose production for a season.
In the spring, keep livestock off pastures until they have recovered and grown back from winter. A good guideline is to wait until there are 5 to 6 inches of growth before grazing. When considering horses, introduce them to spring grass gradually. Start them off with 15 minutes a day and gradually increase them until they're grazing for your target turnout time. If you've not tested your soils within the last 3 years, you can take soil samples anytime the ground is not frozen. Keep an eye out for weed seedlings and try to identify them. Summer annuals grow in the spring and die in the fall. Therefore, the best time to spray them is in the spring when they're small and tender. It's best to identify the weed and select an herbicide that has demonstrated effectiveness on that plant. Anytime the grasses aren't dormant is a good time to evaluate your pastures. Take a walk through each one and note the amount of bare ground, weed cover, and desirable cover. If grazing rotationally, you may need to confine livestock to a sacrifice area while you wait for a pasture to recover to its 8 to 10 inches. Fall is a great time to reseed pastures because there's less weed pressure and temperatures will be getting cooler, which benefits cool season grasses. If you're not sure what you have in your pastures, give me a call and I'll be happy to work with you to design a plan that fits your operation. Another often missed tool for pasture managers is the record book. Jotting down notes of which weeds are problems and where can be helpful down the line. Keeping track of stocking rates and forage growth is great information to review in times of drought or extra rainfall. Maintaining your pastures in lush green grass takes significant work and investment. You will find many rewards in the attractiveness of your pastures, the reduced weeds, and the amount of high-quality feed it provides for your animals. If you have questions, give me a call at the Wildcat Extension District, 620-784-5337.